from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We are moving on to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to talk about this game on Sunday with Babe Laufenberg, the Cowboys radio analyst. He joins us now. Babe, welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. And if nothing else, I get out of this show, I learned a new word, positized.
Yep. I also closely linked to positism, which I said one time in an absolute brain fart. So if you stick around long enough, Babe, you will hear someone butcher the English language as if I was like Butcher Vachon himself in the heyday back in 1950s.
I love it.
Babe, do you look at this game as a game the Cowboys should win?
Oh, gosh, no. No. Where are you guys? Where are you located? Where's the show?
I believe that's Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland. So you didn't see the Browns play at home last year, I guess, or?
Oh, so we're remembering that. See, I like this.
No, I mean, geez. If I'm not mistaken, obviously I don't gamble. As Warren Buffett said, gambling is for the ignorant. But also, you can get suspended from the league now. But no, I mean, hey, you guys know it. The Browns are a good team. I believe they're favored, right? Are they not favored
they
in
are.
This game?
Yes, 2.5.
So, no, and that's going to be, you know, first game of the year. Those are always, I think, really difficult when you're on the road because, obviously, the home crowd is fired up. Everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. I loved Kevin Stefanski during the week. He talked about somebody blowing air horn at 3:45 to get everybody into the stadium. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I really do. I see it going down to the end.
Babe, what's the vibe in Dallas when it comes to this Cowboys team coming into this year?
Well, the problem is, you know, this team is paying for the sins of the last 28, much like Cleveland, but in a different fashion. You guys haven't been to the Super Bowl, right? They expect the Super Bowl here, but that hasn't happened for 28 years. It hasn't happened that they've gone to the NFC Championship game for 28 years. They have not got out of the divisional round. So, consequently, there's not a lot of optimism here. I mean, there is and there isn't. You know, true Cowboy fans are like, hey, let's go, blah, 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 that's my team. I think the people that look at it closely see that this team on paper, and again, on paper, is probably not as good as last year's team. And that team got blown out by Green Bay in the divisional playoff round. So I wouldn't say the optimism is crazy high here. But here's the thing to me, they've got a great quarterback, and in my estimation, Dak Prescott is a great quarterback. I mean, he was an MVP runner-up last year to Lamar Jackson. They've got a great receiver in CeeDee Lamb. They've got a great pass rusher in Micah Parsons. And, they got a great corner in Trayvon Diggs. So when you can rush a pass or throw the ball, have a receiver, and cover somebody's best wideout, to me, that's a good start, good foundation for your football team, and that's what they have.
Babe, I'm a little bit confused at the Cowboys offseason and what the goal was. I know the goal was to save some salary cap here. But before I get to that, I am just curious, is there a working theory on why this team's been, you know, 12 wins a season regular the last three seasons, and then once you get into the playoffs, it's just it's a different team?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been that way here, and I couldn't tell you why. Again, I was shocked when Green Bay came in here last year, and it's 27-0 in the middle of the second quarter. And I don't say no one saw that coming, and how could you possibly see that coming? I have to repeat, they're paying for the sins of the past for these teams and the playoff lack of playoff success. Really, ever since, you know, Troy Aikman retired, they haven't been to the NFC Championship game, not even the Super Bowl, haven't been to the championship game in 28 years. And I know you guys have obviously suffered a lot of bad football up there in Cleveland, but you know, that appears to be changing in a big way there.
Babe, is there any kind of concern in Dallas about a hangover effect from that Green Bay loss?
It's a good question. I don't think so. I think enough time obviously passes that you don't go into the opener of the next year, 7 months later, 6 months later, and you're thinking about that game. So no, I don't think there is. But again, you know, they kick it off and we'll see what happens. What I do think is funny, you talked about, you know, Mike McCarthy, and he's kind of on the hot seat there. And the funny thing is, so McCarthy and Kevin Stefanski, you're going to have that little handshake pregame, and you know how they stand around, they talk a little bit, and say, hey, good luck to you at the end of it, even though they don't mean it, right? Stefanski is 37-30, right? And he just got a contract extension. Haven't won a playoff game. McCarthy is 42-25. He's 36-15 in the last 3 years. He's won a playoff game, and there's talk of firing him. I just think the juxtaposition of these two coaches shaking hands with, again, and I think Stefanski's a heck of a coach and he's done a great job, and you had a whole, you know, organization to turn around up there. But I just think it's funny. He's 37-30 in the last 3 years. McCarthy is 36-15, and McCarthy is the one that they're talking about firing, and Stefanski gets an extension to Jude.
Babe Loffenberg, Cowboys. Oh, go ahead, bud. Sorry.
No, I just say that's Dallas. That's the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. And the expectation.
Babe Loffenberg on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So if I'm Nick Wilson in Cleveland looking for a weakness, looking for a way to beat the Cowboys, let's start on the offensive side of the ball. How do you slow down or bottle up or get the best of Dak Prescott?
Well, I think one thing that's going to help a little bit is C.D. Lamb, you know, just was signed a week ago, so he's going to be on a pitch count. My philosophy is you better have him healthy in the fourth quarter and have him ready for that last two-minute drive, because I do think it's going to come down to that. And the last thing you want to do is have to sub C.D. Lamb out, you know, on that game-winning drive. We saw Baltimore, right, have one last night. They didn't win it, but you got to come down at the end. And that's the way, you know, a lot of these games, as you well know, are decided in those last 2 minutes. You either got to score or stop the other team from scoring. You know, the running game for the Cowboys, I don't anticipate it being great. You know, the running backs are probably in the bottom third of the league if you just look top to bottom of, you know, who you have in your backfield. They've got two older players, obviously, in Zeke Elliott and Dalvin Cook, both great players at one time. We'll see how much they have left. But, you know, they can throw it. You know, Dak can throw it. The tight end is good. Ferguson, he's a really good, solid NFL tight end. And you got, you know, one of the top wide receivers, obviously, in the league in C.D. Lamb. So offensively, they can still do some damage.
How do you expect Dallas's offensive line to hold up against the Browns' defensive front?
Well, that's a good question, because I couldn't give you a definitive answer. They're going to have two rookie starters. The center, Cooper Beebe, who has never played center before, by the way, in his life.
Wow.
Until this training camp. But he's performed very well, but now, you know, you're up there in Cleveland, all that noise, trying to make calls. And we'll see how he handles that. And then Tyler Guyton, the left tackle. welcome to the NFL. That's number 95 across from you. He's a rookie. Now, he's a first-rounder. I think he's got tremendous potential, and thought he played really well in the preseason. And I know, honestly, in the preseason, you can always look at it and say, well, they didn't play anybody. He went against the threes. Well, when they played the Raiders, Max Crosby started that game, played, I think, the first quarter, and he had about four or five rushes against Tyler Guyton, who's, again, the Cowboys' rookie left tackle. And, you know, he held Max Crosby out on all those. And if you know Max Crosby, it's not, you say, well, but it's preseason. He doesn't know the difference between minicamp, preseason, regular season, or Super Bowl. I mean, that guy is coming. So he acquitted himself well. But again, Myles Garrett, as you guys know, that's a whole different cat over there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Babe Laufenberg on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm curious, you know, I know Chris asked about the hangover from the Packers from the playoff game. And then I'm just curious about the hangover from the drama with Dak's contract and CeeDee Lamb's contract and Jerry Jones very much so being Jerry Jones. Is that an element that we should watch for? Not even just in this game, but maybe early in the season.
I think if you're here in Dallas, as they say, it comes with the dinner. So I think if all this was going on in another organization, it might throw them into upheaval. But, you know, it's almost expected here. You know, it's just different. And, again, Mike McCarthy is sitting there saying, wait a minute, I've gone 12-5 in each of the last 3 years. The only team that's won more games than we have, and I understand it's regular season, but are the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're talking about me playing for my job, and he's on the last year of his contract. But again, that's just like, ordinarily that would be the story, right, on a football team. And here it's you got 10 stories going on. So again, it kind of comes with the dinner. The funny thing I think very quickly is Mike McCarthy has been the head coach in two of the most different organizations, the way they're run, the way they're handled, everything about them. I mean, he was head coach for the Green Bay Packers, which doesn't have an owner, and then he's a head coach for the Dallas Cowboys, which has obviously the most visible owner and a guy who wants to be out front in the NFL. So the job description changed for Mike McCarthy when he got here.
Babe, what would you ballpark it, the chance that Dak Prescott is in his last season as Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback?
Once upon a time, I thought it kind of unthinkable because, as you guys well know, in Cleveland, you can go a lot of long time looking for that guy, right? I remember Bill Parcells, he was at training camp here and head coach, and somebody mentioned something about, you know, getting a franchise quarterback. And at that time, he was going through Quincy Carter and some other guys. Tony Romo had yet to become a starter here. And anyway, he said, what do you think? We're not looking for a quarterback? He said, what do you think? You just pick up the phone and dial 1-800 starting quarterback? He says, there's been teams dialing that number for 10 years. And there are. I look at the Jets, right? You took Sam Darnold at number 3, and hey, maybe he has a great year in Minnesota this year, but that didn't work out. Then you take Zach Wilson at number 2. I mean, top 5 quarterback picks, and they're still looking for a quarterback. Obviously, they got Rodgers now, and he's 40 years old, but, you know, does he play this year? And then they're looking for a quarterback. And again, you guys have experienced it in Cleveland ad nauseum. So the notion that, yeah, we'll just get another quarterback that's as good as Dak, again, you go 10 years looking for that guy. I look at Washington, you know, Kirk Cousins, they let him go. And whatever you think of Kirk Cousins, he's about 10 times better than anything they've had since he's been there. We'll see what Jaden Daniels does this year.
Babe, excellent stuff, buddy. I wish the Cowboys no luck, but you personally, I really appreciate your time. Best of luck, and thanks again. Great stuff.
Absolutely appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Enjoy Sunday.
You too, but not that much. Babe Laufenberg there, Cowboys radio analyst on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Every time I said Babe, I was just trying not to make eye contact with somebody because I didn't want to make it awkward in the store. We'll react to what Babe had to say
about... You just made it awkward right now.
Because I was looking right... You were right in the eyes.
No,
I said, Babe.
Just by bringing that up.
Well, Babe, react to Babe.
You didn't really have to. You made it awkward. You chose to make it awkward.
And I often do.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.